Hi there, hello Reddit. And hi Reddit. And tonight I want to say hello everyone and colleagues. Hello everyone and colleagues out there. Okay. So we're here tonight and you're listening to FDR Radio, which stands for Fuck the Rich Nicely, with lots of lube, and help them to give money and educate them that they don't pay enough taxes. The mobs and are going to come to their front door and get angry. And you know, you can't, you made all this money on the back of a lot of people, but you don't want to give them any health care. You don't want to give them any, you don't want to give them anything. You just want to keep everything for yourself so that you can buy the latest iPhone with diamonds on it. Shame on you. Anyway, I'm here tonight with my train crew. We're on a train, by the way, if you, that's the noise you hear. We have a railroad right outside the studio. There's a train station, and we're actually on the train. Right, Dr. Susie?
Right, Comrade Max. Okay. I mean, colleague Max. Captain Max. Hello. Greetings. Good evening, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners of all persuasions.
People are making fun of me. I can already hear that.
Amen and a women and a bonobos.
No, amen and a women.
Amen and a women.
Everyone and associates.
Hallelujah.
How can you say
that? I want to associate with you, honey.
Let's associate together.
Let's associate. I think that sounds like an invitation. To kiss those smooth cheeks.
Ooh. Yes. One of the things is when you shave really nice, mm-hmm. then kissels come from heaven, from above, and they kiss you all over your cheeks.
I am heaven above, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to me after I shaved.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen? Mm-hmm. You shave, and suddenly you're being kissed all over your cheeks.
It's so smooth.
That's happened to me a couple times. Just kidding.
Right? When you shave,
I mean,
right?
That 5 o'clock
Where
shadow.
Are you shaving,
some
huh?
people think it's sexy to look at, maybe because of the way it kind of chisels the face. But kissing, I mean, I do like a beard, actually, because it's soft and if it's, you know, well-groomed. But that in-between stage, bristle, it's like you're getting COVID shots in your lips. Mm. Oh, speaking of which, we got to get ours next week. Second one.
Lucky.
Ooh.
COVID shots on your lips? Is that where they're giving them now?
Or any kind of shots.
Oh, gosh.
Except actually, you know,
I didn't know
vodka
that.
Shots would be good between the lips. No, I'm talking about the bristles. The bristles are like, you know, being shot in the lips.
The vodka shots would be great after the
kissing.
The shot.
Between the kisses.
Oh, between the kisses.
Right.
Between the lips. Between your lips.
There seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel for the corona apocalypse. So we're getting our vaccines, and there's a good, decent relief package. But yeah, we have to just force this out of you, Rich. Remember, better to be fucked than eaten. Give something up. Give something.
And give it up.
You know, there's a little bit of goodness in this package Joe's got for us.
And by the way, there is a little light.
Stimulus.
At the end of the tunnel. We're in a tunnel right now.
Right.
Because the train is going along and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The tunnel of love.
But Italy is now back on lockdown.
Oh.
After opening everything up.
Well, yeah. That is the problem. And I heard that in Oregon, cases have spiked more than ever. there's a light at the end of the tunnel. That doesn't mean the tunnel is at the end. That could be, you know.
Well, I heard this was
a
all
hole
started
in the
by
ceiling of the tunnel.
That's right, for example.
So we have to continue to mask up as we go out. And that's why we have a great new piece on our website about sexy masks, because masks are sexy. And if you don't think so, check it out and you'll agree, I think. Hear me out. Even if you don't like masks, even if you feel that they are an infringement on your liberty, just read it and you'll see. Masks are
sexy.
And yeah, somebody said to me, sex, being sexy, feeling sexy, seeing someone as sexy is more motivating to people than their own lives, or certainly the lives of anyone else, or certainly their health. So let me try to motivate you with the sexiness of the mask.
You got that.
Right?
Amen, amen.
Yes, for men and women and everybody else.
Hey them and hey us.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
And, you know, I knew that masks were controversial when I was thinking about this, but I still didn't realize just, like, how emotional some people might get. Like, I got a very intense reply from a porn star that I don't think I know on Twitter, and it was, you know, kind of upset, saying that she was not going to be subordinate and wear a mask. She felt that wearing a mask was subordination. And, you know, it can be, as we say in the article, there's hoods that are put on prisoners, masks of shame that have been used through history and real life, as well as, of course, in fetish play. And hopefully that is consensual, okay, when you wear a mask of so-called shame in fetish play or kink. But wearing a mask is not inherently subordinate. And the deep state is not going to control us through masks. They're going to control us through our phones.
All the insurgents are getting arrested because of their phones.
Yes, exactly. That's how they find you. They don't find you because of your mask.
Okay, Trumpers. I know you come from a little backward country, and it's very nice there. There's a lot of cow shit and stuff like that. And also you have museums and all that. But really, this is not a conspiracy theory.
No.
They are arresting you because you brought your phone with you to broadcast every step of your insurrection.
So the idea that we're somehow subordinating our freedom by wearing a mask is pretty silly when you think about how easily we all subordinate our freedom by using our phones all the time.
Yeah, and also when you go into a bank to rob them, you're wearing a mask.
Exactly, so they don't recognize you. That's the whole idea. It helps your anonymity.
I've always hated that argument because then what is wearing a seatbelt subordination? Using a crosswalk? Is any other law that is for our safety subordination? Like, of course not. That's ridiculous. I've always hated that argument because it's like then every law would classify as the same.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
I don't think not wearing a mask is actually as forgivable as not wearing a seatbelt. If you don't wear a seatbelt, you are putting yourself at risk. It's more like drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
When you are going around without a mask in close quarters right now, coughing on people like that woman we were watching in the Uber. Oh my God. That's drunk driving. That's a danger not just to yourself, but to everyone around you. Anyway, I don't want to get all moralistic.
I want to get moralistic.
I know. I just want to say masks are sexy.
Woohoo!
Okay. They are. They are sexy. That's right.
You know, what you can't see, you are curious about. It's sensory deprivation, the power, the weapon of masked seduction. That's M-A-S-K-E-D, seduction. The eyes are usually that, and the rest of your body. When you cover your face, helpful hint to the sexy, be aware of your eyes. You might want to get that smoky eye going. And be aware of your body, because when people can't see your lips and your nose, your beautiful nose, then, yeah, they're going to look more at the rest of you, I guess. Masks are fun, sexy, fetishy, kinky, necessary right now. But if you don't want to wear them, you know, go right ahead. Stay away from me. Check out all these sexy masks. Also featuring gas mask girls. Yeah. Speaking of gas mask girl, by the way, after tonight's live radio broadcast of FDR, Fuck the Rich, the Bonobo Way, we are going to be playing a sexy throwback to 2018 when we didn't have to wear masks, but we were doing it for fun. Yes, Gas Mask Girl was our guest, and it was actually, I believe, on St. Patty's Day. It was a St. Patty's Day Saturday night, and we did spell it with D's, by the way. Yes, D's. And I also learned this week that St. Patty's Day and Paddy Wagon are the same. They're both Irish.
Hmm.
Right?
I didn't know that either.
I think, though, the paddy wagon is a bit of an insult to the Irish. So, you know, you guys might want to get your cancel culture going and kind of say, we don't want to be called a paddy wagon anymore, because it's all about carting drunk Irish people off to jail. Mm-hmm. The drunk tank, mm-hmm. I think. It's, you know, maybe the Irish want to complain about that. Do you know why we wear green on St. Paddy's Day?
Yes, I do. I remember this. It's so that we are invisible to the leprechauns.
To the leprechauns. And yes. Why do we want to be invisible to leprechauns?
They're mean, right?
And like they're the sexual harassers.
I should have known.
Leprechauns are sexual harassers.
They are definitely sexual harassers.
Really?
Oh, my goddess, yes.
Hello, hello. Hey.
They are. They're, first of all, you know, not very appealing. And, yeah, that's one of the characteristics of a lot of sexual harassers. Mm. Not all, though. Some of them are amazingly appealing. But they pinch you if they can see you. And if you're wearing green, it's like camouflage. And you blend in to the verdant forests of the Emerald Isle. And that's why you wear green.
So when I was younger and I came to California, I used to work at Smile a Wild Day Camp.
Is that right?
That's right. And I drove the Smile a Wild Day Camp bus all over Beverly Hills. And my group was the Leprechauns.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what we call the leprechauns.
Well, you know, this it's not. I'm talking about the original meaning of leprechaun. Obviously, you guys took it on just like, you know,
everything else.
Baseball teams right. Take on names of whatever, you know, just to be that. Because it's cute. It could be cute. I mean, the newer presentation of the leprechaun is very cute. In fact, I think of myself as a leprechaun.
These kids that I had.
I do. And I don't. I hope
like,
I'm not an
harasser.
Ugly type of leprechaun. And I hope I'm not a sexual harasser. But especially on St. Patty's Day, I like to. Well, I'm always wearing a hat, so that's no big deal. But the green and the four-leaf clovers and they were sexual harassers.
My leprechauns were the awful.
I'm not into pinching.
Awful.
What am I? I like caressing and kissing.
Cheeks.
And spanking. Yeah. I do like spanking. I don't know about pinching. Sort of.
Does
actually
that work the same way if you have a hairy ass and you shave it?
You know what? I realize I do like pinching.
Do people come?
Sometimes you don't
kiss it.
You kind of grok it right away. You don't think I'm a pincher, but then you think about it, and it fits together. But okay, the point is though, the original leprechauns were non-consensual pinchers.
Yes.
So.
That's true.
We wear green to stop that. Now, I don't know if it actually accomplishes anything, but that's the idea. So this show that we're going to play after the live show is St. Paddy's Day, the Bonobo Way, which means it's a kind of an orgy.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, of an orgy. It wasn't one of our huge orgies. The gas mask girls
all got naked,
and we did Bonoboville Communion, which involves a lot of booby licking and things like that.
No booby licking.
It was fine.
We have a couple Redditors on. We have MBH1975 saying, "What if leprechauns were super hung? The tripods of the fairy kingdom."
Yeah.
And then
that would be funny. Tripods of the fairy
kingdom.
MBH1975.
MBH1975. Do you know who that is? I know who that is. Don't tell.
We have people, agreeing with you on leprechauns. We have A. Gomez W.E. Leprechauns are always after those lucky charms. So that's just a couple of our Redditors checking in.
What are they saying about me?
You want me to go back and see everything? I'll have to go back to the beginning.
only the good things, okay? All right.
That you're hung like a leprechaun.
Yeah, maybe they're talking about you.
Hung like a leprechaun?
Which is interesting because supposedly St. Patrick, he was a saint, right? So like St. Valentine, he was supposed to be celibate. But I don't know what that says about size of his shillelagh. Is that how you pronounce it? Shillelagh. Penis.
Shillelagh.
It's a penis in Irish. So I don't want to go by stereotypes about Irish, but
how's your shillelagh, huh? Okay, this is something.
But he was a man anyway, and it's Women's History Month, so
you can say this in public. How is your shillelagh? And nobody will know.
Some people will know.
Only the Irish will know.
Well. Yeah, the Irish and Irish buffs.
But, you know, the Irish, like the Italians that come over here, aren't really the top tier of the Irish.
Also, people that watch my show might know.
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked a lot about shillelaghs, and some of the people showed their shillelaghs on our show.
They did?
In past shows. I'm trying to think on this gas mask girl. I don't think there were any, you know, shillelaghs.
Okay.
There was a lot of boobabas. That's for sure. And yes, it was Women's History Month. So in addition to orgying out in gas masks, we also honor Emma Gonzalez. Hopefully she's doing okay now. Haven't actually checked in with her. But she was an eloquent pro-gun control survivor of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School Valentine's Day Massacre. And so this being in March, March 17th, actually, we honored her. And it was our first time we used amosexual as a term in 2018. That was when I must have caught it on Twitter and or something. I know I didn't make it up, but I just latched onto it. So a lot of people do think I made it up. And
I think it was me that made it up.
I don't dissuade them from thinking that. Sometimes there's just not enough characters.
Hey, by the way, Lily said, cancel the leprechauns.
Oh, cancel the leprechauns. You know, if you want to cancel the leprechauns,
then who's going to pinch
you? Go right ahead. You know, some people would say they were harassers.
Yes.
They would pinch you if they could see you.
You ever been on a bus in Rome?
And definitely non-consensual. Yeah.
Touche. It's Joe Bella. This.
There's a lot of leprechauns on there.
Why? The harassers or what?
Yep. Oh, yeah. The Italians love to do that.
They
yeah.
cannot. No matter what. You could be. You could look like shit. They love all women. Like, yeah. they're just
they
like,
do.
Love yeah. women.
I kind of like that myself.
Yeah.
It's not right, but I must say, I got a kick out of it. I never felt threatened. I just would get pinched every once in a while and go, whoop. And I'm not saying it's a good thing and women shouldn't have
not.
To deal. No man
either. Honestly,
I
think I feel terrible for women that get pinched unconsensually.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I wouldn't
okay,
say so much
as Okay, so I want to say I
mean,
do
you
too.
Snap their bra
although
or
I also want to say I've enjoyed it. So what does that make me?
A fervor.
I know. I don't do it to others. But I've had it done. A few times I felt it was really awful.
This is not very wokey.
But other
okay?
times I have enjoyed it. When I'm a tourist. And
wokey.
It's like part of the tourism, you know. You go, oh, yes, I've heard about this. Yeah. Oh, I just got pinched just like I've heard.
The only time.
Yeah. I go, you know.
It was actually strange to come back to the States and then be no, like, oh, man would walk past me. And it's like, did he not just stop and call me beautiful? What's wrong with him?
Right. This is not an endorsement of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's how common it is out there that it's yeah. so different here.
I had a bus driver pinch me once.
How'd you feel about that?
Well, you know.
Was it a guy or a girl?
I didn't look
or
back.
In between.
It was a
colleague.
It was a colleague of some sort.
A comrade.
A comrade, right.
I like comrade.
Yeah, let's change yeah. that.
Let's do comrade.
Comrade. Yeah.
It's not
colleague. Is kind of like you've got to be like
you work
familiar
with
each other.
Yeah. Like your working relationship. Yeah. yeah.
Like you know them.
Comrade. Not everyone.
Colleague
but
is you know
comrade
them.
Means comrade. Like friend.
Yeah. Right there.
Buddy. It's yeah. also buddy. Socialistic. It's got that Chinese feeling to it.
Speaking
know,
which, of Chinese. Mm. What's with all you guys going after Chinese people and Asians?
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that Joe copied me. Thank you, Joe, for taking my suggestion last week before your speech. I said, you know, this has nothing to do with sex. We live in a Chinese community here in Bonoboville. I mean, around us.
Don't tell and the...
Stop these attacks.
Don't tell the cancel culture about leprechauns, this guy says. Don't tell them about it.
You know, if they cancel leprechauns, all it'll mean is that all your leprechaun memorabilia will be worth more on eBay.
And the kids will be crying. And oh, what a disaster.
I mean, it's like the Dr. Seuss thing is so funny. For the Dr. Seuss family, it's been such a windfall, you know, the estate.
Oh, that's terrible,
they've,
right?
No, they've done great.
Who's this?
They've made
Who?
Out
Who?
Like bandits
Who?
With or without that. Masks,
Who?
I'm telling
Who?
You. The Dr. Seuss estate.
Oh,
I don't know
oh,
if
yeah,
they
yeah,
planned
yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
or if this is just how the wind blows in 2021.
Is he a real doctor?
But here's what happened. Oh. They say, okay, we're going to... cancel basically, and it is their right. These are their books. They are, you know, either related or bequeathed by the Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
And so they decided we're not going to run these books anymore.
Right.
And they have some racist imagery.
Yes.
In them, which
not only they got all kinds of other nonsense.
Well, other
there.
Nonsense. I mean, there's nonsense throughout the books. Yeah. Although. Some of the books are
Fairy
the
tales.
Opposite of racist.
Fairy.
But these books, and they had Chinese people, and it was right, or whether whatever kind of Asian people, and it was right, I think, around the time that FDR, and yes, we honor FDR because he was a pretty good president, certainly in terms of the New Deal, and his fireside chats.
And we're FDR
but
Radio.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt also put Japanese people in concentration camps. And the Dr. Seuss imagery is kind of part of that. So I think it's just fine that they canceled these books. And there was some, I think, cannibals in one of them. Like really racist cannibals.
Really cannibals?
And so they canceled that. But anybody that has the book that's worth a lot of money right now. And
the dollars just went up.
So the right wingers are buying the books that have been canceled. Plus, a lot of the right wingers are so, let's just say, uninformed that they're also buying the other books because they think, like Ted Cruz makes it out like Green Eggs and Ham was canceled. Although maybe, you know, the Jewish community or the Muslim community might think it would be appropriate because ham is considered trash. You're not supposed to have ham. But anyway, no, they didn't cancel Green Eggs and Ham. And no, I don't want to cancel
don't
it.
Say that.
I'm
don't,
just making it like
don't cancel
anything
that.
Could be canceled. It's true. And yet we have a right to cancel things. We do. And I don't always agree with it, but I think we have the right. And now, you know, also kind of woke people are all buying Dr. Seuss because it's cool now because they figure Dr. Seuss is woke because they canceled certain editions.
Well, there's a gentleman here who says, you know, and he's very old fashioned and he understands that progress has to take place. But he says it's taking place too fast for me.
Oh, well.
Speaking of
slow
that.
Down, yeah. Old man. Sit down. Take a seat. It takes place at whatever rate it does. And you know what's taking place too fast for me? Climate change. So, a little bit of cancel culture isn't going to destroy the human race. It's just people saying they don't like something. And every once in a while, they do something about it. But it's not censorship.
It's old, us old people.
You just don't like the term. And you know, Fox TV jumps on it, so they don't have to talk about how much regular people do need and like socialism. They'd rather try to make the woke people even stupider than they are.
We have a Redditor saying that, look at all that alcohol behind that guy. You know, they have a good time there.
By the way, our studio is...
it's a speakeasy, baby.
Yeah, we've had many studios, many radio studios, literally around the world. But this is the first studio that we've had. The studio is actually in the bar, on the bar top.
So, on the bar top.
And behind us are the goods. Behind us, you can see there's all... Let's see. If we
and the Buddha.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. You hear that? Those are people having fun in the bar. I'm going to drink my fucking beer.
We have another Redditor asking, should they cancel the Bible and endorse slavery? That was NRO.
Cancel.
Oh, that's deep.
Obviously, people are always going to want to read the Bible. So if he's saying they cancel the Bible, what exactly does he mean? I mean, what would that entail? And why not? Why can't you just say, hey, in my church, we're not going to use the Bible? I guess that's canceling. And isn't that the church's right? To not use whatever they don't want to use. It's a religion. Yeah. They should be able to use what they want.
Yeah.
The Bible is just...
And God is going to strike them all dead.
Well, yeah.
Brimstone and fire. Yeah. That fucking church is going up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the price you pay, you know. Yeah. You got to be... You're gonna be the subject of a witch hunt. Somebody pinched me, right.
Pinched me, I think I'm
leprechauns.
Dreaming.
Leprechauns.
No, really, look them up. They are sexual harassers. I mean, you know, it's okay. They're first of all mythological.
Well,
remember
that's,
that.
That's disturbing. Okay.
They're an element. They're a trickster element, sort of like Pan, in a way. And you know, I'm a fan of Pan, and he was sometimes non-consensual. He would jump on these nymphs who would then turn themselves into trees to get away from him. They were so grossed out. You know, nobody's perfect.
Well,
not even FDR.
You know, actually, today, Cuomo...
We're going to talk about Cuomo.
No. He just said, the problem is I have leprechaun blood in me, and I can't help it.
You know what? Cuomo sexual. You remember that term? You know what it now means?
What does it mean?
Homosexual.
Fucked. It is not just fingers up the back. It is
finger
up the front.
Up the front.
And it's not just at a wedding. It's in his office.
In his office.
With his aide.
Well, at least it wasn't in public.
So, I don't know. I still hold out innocent until proven guilty, I guess. But it's looking worse than Al Franken. I am not a fan of Cuomo politics. It's a little too right-wing for me. I don't know how to assess the job that he did for COVID. He seemed to be reassuring when he did the Brother Act. But it was a time when the Trump Act was so frighteningly crazy that, yeah, it felt reassuring to see these brothers take the corona apocalypse seriously and yet with a sense of humor. So, I jumped on that bandwagon at that time. And now, I don't know. All I know is that, some of these governors are suffering a lot of the fate that the Trumpists should have suffered. Like our own governor here in California. I mean, he's not perfect either, but he's now perhaps going to be recalled. They're collecting signatures for Gavin Newsom. Did you know that?
I do know that.
You yes. do know that? Can we hear you? I can't hear you. You're off.
Oh, his mic's way too high.
Sorry. Hi. Oh. I was down here under the counter drinking my beer.
They canceled you.
There I am. Hello. Hi.
Anyway, he's almost got enough signatures, and no one's even accused him of groping or pinching or anything. Mm-hmm. No, it's all about just, I guess, not liking the way he handled COVID. Not liking it. It's I'll all, just say that.
It's the whole state, right? The whole county or state?
And let me just say this. Who's behind this?
Yeah.
The right wing.
I suppose.
Yeah, that's who's behind it. Because
it's not like any aggrieved young ladies. It's right. All, yeah, a bunch of signatures. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's Republican, I guess.
The Orange County. And the farmlands out there where they got all these people out there on them their farms and they're picking beans and stuff and they got cows and everything.
He shouldn't have gone to that French Laundry dinner.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have. It was stupid. Talk about stupid.
Yeah, it really guns. Was. It looked really, really bad on his part.
I don't know if that's worth a recall. I don't know. I know he's been trying.
Because it's the fucking right wingers. It's those right wingers with their little rifles.
And remember, last time we did this, Californians, we got the governator.
Yeah, right.
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, that's who we got.
We got one Redditor.
We did that whole crazy kind of recall.
Come with me if you
want
to.
That other guy. Who I don't remember, but jeez. Woo.
We have another Redditor saying that Gavin Newsom looks like a Disney villain.
A what?
Well, there you go.
Comes off as a Disney villain.
That makes him a Disney worth recalling. Villain. We don't want a Disney villain as our governor.
It's his haircut.
That's what I said. I said his hair makes him look like a
douche. We all know politicians
are
just another form of celebrity, just like singers and actors. They're all just performers.
Newsom.
He's right. People don't like the performance, I guess.
Take our advice. Change hairdressers.
Gavison Newsom, you should put on dreadlocks.
I don't have.
It'll be a better look for you, trust me.
Help. There
you're
it
in
is.
California. People love you if you start wearing dreadlocks.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. No, people would say he's co-opting.
What Reddit? How you guys doing out there? You're all a tough act to follow as far as a platform.
Yeah.
So, Max.
But you're all very nice.
I have an important question
yes,
for you.
Yes, please, ask me.
As a senior.
Ask me anything. As a senior.
As a senior
not a
member
good way to start.
Of a different royal family.
Yes.
Actually, two different royal families. You are a Filangieri prince and a Lobkowitz prince. So I would like to know, as your interviewer of the moment, your colleague and comrade, how did you feel watching the very public spat?
Absolutely.
In the British royal family, so deftly produced by Oprah.
Okay,
so we met in 1993, by the way, but yes, we'll go on
talk,
about that.
Oh,
so first, talk about the family, we'll talk about
so
Oprah.
So let me tell you about that.
Tell me.
Let me tell you about that. So in Italy, in a small village, anyone that complains, this is very strange, they call it, you're whoring yourself. Yeah.
And we like whores.
Yeah, you're whoring yourself.
But we like
whores.
Why?
But we like whores.
Yeah, well, yes, they don't. This is like a sort of
supposed to be an insult.
It's an insult. I don't
And
mind.
You're translating it, too.
Yeah, and I'm translating. But that's what it means. So when you go around complaining...
And it doesn't sound like an insult to say, you're sex working yourself.
No.
It's not quite an insult. That's why it's used. Because
so what do I
say?
Can I finish?
Around with. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. So I personally said these two peasants here are whoring themselves. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you telling this? What is the, why?
Because talk about Meghan Markle and the other guy?
Yeah, because you want to make more money, because whatever. What, you know, go live your fucking life. Huh? And also, this whole royalty thing is like a little weird, you know?
Yeah.
A little weird.
It's hard to get on
and they
their
live,
side.
No, I actually don't like them at all.
The royal family, the British royal family especially, is an institution of pure racism, colonialism, bloodlines, brutality,
drug dealing,
slavery, thievery.
Yeah, no, that's,
it is. Yeah, all those jewels.
Yeah. And this woman is out there complaining that something is, and him too. What's his name? Harry?
Well.
The guy with the red hair? I don't like people with red hair anyway.
It's the month, that's it's prejudice. The month of the Irish.
I think it's dyed. I think he dyed
oh,
it.
Oh, right. It's Irish. Oh, I love people with red hair and freckles. Boy, do I love freckles. It's like my old age spots on my arm. All right. No, I love everybody, okay?
You love everybody.
Don't get me wrong, bots. Mm-hmm. I love everybody. Okay.
So you love both sides of the royal family spat,
I love
including Oprah.
I love the way they show themselves is who they really are. Just a bunch of peasants with a lot of clothing on them and crowns
jewels.
On their heads and jewels.
Yes.
But beyond that.
Paid
by the people.
Yes.
But beyond
because that. Because they're entertaining, because they are celebrities. They are another form of celebrity. They are a very high form of celebrity. They are Your Highness, which is also Your Hiney.
Your Hiney. Hiney. Chico?
We have another Redditor saying the royal family would rather inbreed than accept outside European blood. What did a half-black person think was going to happen?
Well, they do inbreed. That's why they had all that leukemia for a while. And
were they drinking it?
No, that's a little, you're mixing your blood.
Oh, with the leukemia. No, you're with thinking. The vodka. With something.
No, it's like all the royalty
of
Europe and Russia were intermarrying among the families and giving leukemia to
each
other.
Seriously. I mean, it's okay, but. You know, the thing is, the Brits don't like to get rid of the royal family because, of course, it also brings in a lot of money.
Yes.
Yes,
you have to always wonder. That's the purpose of cancel culture.
Everyone
is if we really didn't want it, we would overthrow it. And maybe we should.
Yeah. Tourists love to see these racists with medals on them.
They think they love to worship.
Yeah, they love
worship a golden Baal or, you know, if you don't believe in Baal, well, you go.
I mean, aside from the people on Reddit.
To the golden Trump.
Aside from the people on Reddit and Facebook, society sucks. People suck.
What about the people on Instagram?
Oh, and so they're nice, too. I like them.
And what about the people that listen to us on drsusanblock.com?
Oh, I love them.
/live.
I like them. And I like our clients. By the way, this whole...
By the way, on drsusanblock.com/live, you can also watch our wild X-rated St. Patty's show with Gas Mask Girl.
All right, if you guys have a question, you guys could always call the radio show.
That's if you know how to use your phone.
And if you know how to use your phone, then you could call. Yeah. And the number for that is 626-461-5950. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or anything related to the sexuality of Meghan Markle and or anything.
My favorite
anything
thing
going
is,
on,
is
call
Major
us.
The dog.
Major.
Sitting across from Oprah.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's a great one.
Airing his grievances. Because he has grievances, you know. He's a shelter dog. We don't know his side of the story.
His side of the story is somebody was fucking with him and he bit him. that's what that comes down
right.
to.
Right. Were they fucking with him, or did he just bite them?
I don't think he just ran up and bit him.
Well,
first of all, without any insult to security guards, he was a security guard, the guy.
Right.
So we're not dealing with very high levels of things.
They're high level.
Yeah, no. We're dealing
with... But they're just very aggressive personalities.
Right.
And perhaps
and they meet
a German shepherd,
and I can just see that. Put your hands down,
right
on
dominating.
The ground, trying to dom this fucking dog.
Being the boss,
who comes over and bites him in his cooler.
You should just wear a mask like I wear that says "boss." So royalty, though, there's another royal story out there. I mean, the British royalty. They have a history of horrors. I have to feel for William somehow. I don't know. He's an individual and all the others. And the old queen and her hat. And, you know, there's this 100-year-old great-great-grandfather in a hospital. It's a humanitarian
catastrophe.
you have to also laugh because they are... characters in a soap opera, and that's what they're paid to be. So they have to behave a certain amount, and we'll see. You know, Oprah is producing the latest edition of the British royal family's lunacy. Do you still want to keep paying for it? You know, lots of interesting, attractive people in very nice fashions. Paid for by the companies, and or maybe you just have to pay for it to hear all their problems.
Okay.
And sometimes their problems illustrate important things like racism and mental health. And other times, royalty gets away with murder right in front of our eyes. And at the moment, I am not talking about Princess Diana, although that is a little suspicious. I'm talking about Saudi Prince MBS.
Oh, that guy.
With an emphasis on BS.
That guy.
What's MBS?
Mohammed bin Salman.
Mohammed bin Salman.
Lord of the Flies.
Salmon.
Yeah, he's the one who controls. He's the prince in charge.
Yes, I know.
His dad is king, but he's old and a bit feeble. So everybody knows MBS. He's like a gangster.
Hey, we've got Hamilton on the phone if you want to talk
to
him.
Not yet.
Premature.
Sorry.
Premature because we're not set up for phone calls.
No, we are set up for phone calls.
But
the thing is, it's at the front desk right now.
So
we just got a note from there. So yeah. I was going to wait until I had him patched through introduce right. him. But
is he patching him through?
And I will wind up my little tale.
Very logical, Abe. That was a very logical
the problem
plan.
That we have here of this guy. Of course, I guess it's something that goes on all the time. This prince, this royal person.
Buffoon.
Royal colleague. Has our comrade MBS has murdered this guy and his other comrade, Jamal Khashoggi. Also a bunch of people in Yemen. And that's still going on. But Jamal Khashoggi is another celebrity. And everybody knows about this. And he also did it in this really horror movie way. Chopping his body into little pieces.
They put it in acid, I think.
Oh.
That this is like...
frightening. And there's proof of everything.
I know.
And they just issued a report saying, yes, he did it. And Joe... he just said a bunch of people are sanctioned. Those people are probably in jail anyway, or I don't know. They're not coming here. But MBS himself, who knows?
I don't know. That's a whole other royal fucked up family over there, okay? And
right.
and oppressive.
It is. You're the royal amongst us.
You know. I'm the royalist of the royal. When they go low, I get high.
You're a monarchist, aren't you?
I am a monarchist.
Monarchy
yes.
or anarchy. Yes.
I'm
sometimes
a big
you're
fan of. I'm a Mad Kid and King. What's his name? Ludwig. Mad King Ludwig. You know about him, right?
He was a German. King.
He was the king.
And he liked beautiful castles.
Yeah, in Bavaria. Okay.
Uh-huh. Beautiful area.
And he was the first peace king. He literally disarmed his army.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And he said, no, we don't want to go to war with people.
No wonder they called him mad.
Yeah, right. So he started to build these beautiful castles all over the place, you know. And then they assassinated him, you know, because they said he was ruining the kingdom. And today, one of the...
assassinated him?
They don't know, but they think someone in the army, because he took away all... But I'm not sure of that. But they were worried that he was going to ruin the empire. And today, if you go to... that part of the world, you go there not because BMW is made there, but you go there to see the beautiful castles.
Yeah.
And that brings in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars into the kingdom.
Right. He was a bonobo king, which
was
unusual, and that's why they killed him.
His father was Mac.
They couldn't handle it.
His father was King Maximilian.
Ooh,
well, Maximilian.
Anyway,
very nice for you, Maximilians. No, that's cool. Did he have some interesting sex?
He had. He was. I mean, in the one castle that you always see, the Disney, he had the first kind of electricity in there, and then like Disney. Before Disney, he in the basement, he had canals with love boats.
Aw, love boats.
Yeah, and you would go through the canals under the castle.
I love him.
Yeah, oh, he was great. He was great.
Nice.
Mad King Ludwig.
And he was your relative?
No.
No. Oh, he was just someone you liked.
It's just somebody I didn't want to fight with. Another king, you know, another... Uh-huh. Aristocrat, I didn't want to fight
But they
with
killed him.
Him
pretty young.
Yeah,
they just,
pretty young.
They killed
yeah,
him off.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
They don't like someone who's not going to work for the firm.
Yeah, well...
That's
yeah.
frightening.
Isn't it?
That's what makes me wonder about Diana. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, whatever that means, but sometimes you wonder about things, such as back to the Saudis. I'm going back and forth here from the Germans to the royal
the Saudis,
English to the Saudis and 9/11 never really fully investigated.
All right, we got the phone caller on the line now. This is Hamilton. Hamilton, are you Hamilton. Here now?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Now, hi, is that the infamous, charming Dr. Susan Block that I remember from back in the early 2000s there?
Only the charming one, not the infamous one. Whatever I might be infamous for might not be something I want.
And her wonderful husband.
Accept responsibility for.
Max.
And her wonderful husband, yes. Must not
leave
him out.
Right behind her.
But yeah, hey, well, it's Hamilton.
Wonderful. It's wonderful hearing your voices again. I've been meaning to give you a call and to hear all that down there. It's been a long time. And
well, and you
I guess I was the infamous one back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Is this the Hamilton porn star, Hamilton? Is that
Hamilton
who I'm speaking
Steel,
to?
Hamilton the porn Steel. Star, pornographer.
Man yeah. of Steel.
Et cetera, et cetera.
The guy with
Man
the thing.
Man of Steel.
What is wow. that called in
Pleasure
Irish?
Pleasure to meet you.
What is the Irish name for that?
Shillelagh.
Oh, with the shillelagh.
Yes. Do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day by doing anything special
no,
with your shillelagh? You know,
I thought it was a shillelagh.
Well, okay, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Shillelagh.
Shillelagh.
Okay. Shillelagh.
Sounds a little more, you know, diminutive.
No, sounds
but,
good.
Okay, shillelagh. Hey. Or maybe you could think of it as a ukulele, something you play with. Anyway. How's it all going? I remember you had a very active and large shillelagh. You were on our show.
Well, I'm still a pornographer.
Uh-huh.
I actually kind of graduated a little bit from porn star and the meat puppet to a pornographer. Up until just prior to COVID, I was the program director for a French porn theater.
Oh.
In Paris, France.
A theater, a French.
Called Le Cinéma Beverly.
Yeah,
and
yes,
people
yes.
would go in to watch porn? Or
we
Oh,
went,
it was incredible.
We,
yeah.
went,
wow.
we went to
it
one, Dr.
It was absolutely
Susan.
Incredible. I had sex with French porn actresses, and even at one point in time, because the place was infamous, it was the last 1970s-style porn theater in all of France. Actually, it was the last porn theater in all of France. Oh, it was incredible. We even had royalty that came in at one time.
Oh, royalty. What was the name of the theater?
Yeah, it was it was called Le Cinéma Beverly.
Oh, Le Cinéma Beverly. And what was the royalty that came in?
I'm not at liberty to say.
No liberty?
But
wow.
Let's
talk about, you know.
You'd be surprised.
Watch out. You're going
to
have a
disenfranchised subordinate.
You'll be canceled.
Whoa. All right.
Watch
well,
out. You're
what
canceled.
Was it from like
they
the.
They were from France.
They were not from France.
No, no.
Were they from any of the countries we've been talking about tonight?
Was that a
crime? They were European.
European. Let's on the continent, not.
I wasn't there that night.
Not the British
myself.
Royal family? Because everyone's after
I
the
can,
British royal family.
I can safely
right
say it was not Prince Harry, and
not
I can
Prince
safely
Harry.
Say it was none of the Windsors.
None of the, okay. Well, that's the British royal family. Okay, they're
okay.
off the hook.
That's it.
And the Saudis, you know, I guess. Right. All right, so maybe the Filangeries.
Oh, trust me,
though,
trust
but
me.
No
if I had
longer.
Sex with the Queen, I would have filmed it, and I would have parlayed it into a small fortune. I would have been on the phone with Larry
I
Flint
know.
And said, hey, check this out.
Rest in peace, Larry Flint.
Unfortunately, he just died.
Rest in peace, Larry yeah. Flint, the son of a bitch. I loved the guy.
Yeah.
We're the only two guys standing.
He was a freedom fighter.
Everybody else is gone.
You know what? Larry was a freedom fighter.
And he wasn't standing
well,
for
you know,
most of his
over
life.
Over the years, I wasn't just a porn star. I was actually very politically involved, too. But I was living in
yes.
France, and how can you not be politically involved when you're surrounded by the French?
Right.
Max was out there, too, for a while. I'm sure he'd know.
You were with a beautiful woman named Kelly.
Yes.
And what happened with Kelly?
Not much to really say about it.
Yeah, she's not. She's over there.
All I can say is, at this point in my life, I'm like so many other people. I'm a COVID refugee in the world.
COVID refugee in the world. All right, I will let you make that segue.
I'm back
into
in the land
whatever
of,
the hell you mean
I'm back
mean
in the land
that.
Of freedom, or at least more freedom than any place else. So.
So what were you doing during COVID that made you a refugee? What was it? Was it
confined? Well, you know,
it
was just kind of everything. The governments today have gone a little hog stupid with the power that COVID has managed to give them.
And, you got to move from your homeland to another homeland or something.
Uh-huh. Well, this is just it. Like, I mean, Canada has gone absolutely full moron with what they're doing with the lockdowns and chasing people down and
let's not get on that horse, but I got to ask you this. How do you feel about masks?
Do you really want to ask me that?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in wearing masks. It's like, you know, protecting yourself and others. But I know that there are a lot of people that don't believe in wearing masks. And for this moment, I would like to know your opinion. Then I would like to do whatever I want.
All right. My honest opinion is this, is it's twofold. There's my opinion that's very political, and it's the pornographer in me who sits back and says like this real calm. I take my health seriously. Why am I being made responsible for your health? I'm only responsible for myself. If you want to wear a mask, you go right ahead and you wear a mask.
Okay.
I, on the other hand, I'm healthy. I don't think anybody should be trying to pour something on my face.
Okay, so that works if you're only hanging out with people like that. But what about when you go into a store?
Oh, God, if you're scared about getting sick, stay home. Simple as that. Why kill the healthy?
What if the people that run the store don't want to have their employees sick, or they don't want to get sick? Would you say that that's not fair?
Well, I'm actually a really, you know, twisted capitalist.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
okay,
I kind of look at it this way and say, I'm the guy with the money.
Yeah. So
it's
that's
my ass you're supposed to get.
So here's,
and this show is called Fuck the Rich, baby. So, you know, you kind of open yourself up. I love you, Hamilton. I love a lot of people that I disagree with. And, you know, when you were visiting, it was like the early 2000s. I don't even know if we talked. Well, we did talk about politics.
Yeah, but
a lot.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Paul was on your show
Hamilton,
many times.
Hamilton, you're on that side. I'm
live
over
and
here.
In person. I was on your show live and in person and screwing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm a communist.
Good time.
Nice shillelagh.
No, I'm a communist. This whole idea where everybody does their own thing is killing people every day with guns and with awfulness and calling each other names. And I don't want to be a part of that.
No, I don't want to be a part of that either.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
All right, and you guys get along. It's when the woman's...
No, I definitely don't want to be a part of that.
Cool.
You know what,
all right, then. Well, then we're creating a new society, comrade. It's called Fuck the Rich. Get on our train, have a lot of sex. Everybody pays their taxes. Well, you know, mainly the billionaires should pay more taxes.
And also, you should pay taxes for poor people.
No more war.
You should pay taxes for poor people who can't pay taxes.
More money for health care.
That way, you
poor
support
people
the government,
need health care.
You support the that family, and you support individuals.
A men and a women, and a everybody else.
And everybody else, and whatever names you're called.
And everybody.
I love you all.
Must get laid.
Oh, I'm all up for the getting laid bit.
Yeah, right.
Hey, count me in.
I'm totally up for the getting laid bit.
I know, I mean, if I was to make the Constitution, I'd be sexing everybody's bed every night.
You know, I'm all up for that.
I got to say this. Even though I disagree, of course, we agree that sex is the most important aspect of life. And that is important. And I have to say that a lot of right-wing porn people have been discriminated against for various reasons. And then they've, you know, people work with who they want to work with. And then there's the fact that the left does not respect porn.
Yeah, the left is the worst.
The left can be the worst.
You know,
the right is also, yeah. You know, they have their the religious
the,
right.
I'm to the left of the left.
And the religious left.
But
that's yeah. where I kind
the
of,
left,
see,
like
that's
the
where
New
the
York
porn
Times.
Gets kind of forced into the right. One of the biggest problems is if you are making porn, you're very well aware of the fact that you're making a product that there's a large group of people out there want to see eradicated.
Right.
And
on
you
all
know,
sides.
When
and that's
think
one,
about
of the, one of the
some
reasons.
Of the feminists that hate porn.
And yet,
you know,
there are
very
so many that want to see it. And really, the harm that it does is so small compared to the joy that it gives. If you see joy as pleasure, sexual pleasure, which I do, but some people don't, you know, and they might be the religious right, and they might be the woke left.
Here's the fucking thing. I'm one single little fucking communist, and everybody's trampling on my fucking rights, okay? I'd like to see freedom to me means freedom from disease.
Mm-hmm.
That you've caused.
I think it'd be sexy to watch know? Porn stars
freedom,
doing
freedom.
Masked porn, yeah. You know, keeping their masks. So it's not very safe, really. It'd just be hot to watch them naked with masks
freedom.
On.
Oh, like that comic you put with the bikini
yeah.
made out of masks?
Well, that was hot. Yeah, yeah, there's
sexy.
A bikini made out of masks. That's hot.
Yeah. So
we have a lot of Redditors
like
agreeing with you, Dr. Susie.
I'd like to see clothing banned.
Thank you. Agree with me, you Redditors.
Let's ban clothing.
Agree with me. It's like sex.
Let's just ban
agreement.
Clothing. I want to see clothing banned.
Sure.
Let's cancel. Let's cancel
nothing
clothing.
Nothing but a mask. Wear nothing but
clothing.
A mask.
The whole world would be a much better place if we just banned clothes.
Did you ever get to Cop Dodge in?
I love
in
nudist
France.
Resorts. I do.
The nudist city they have there.
Cap d'Age.
Yeah.
Cap d'Age.
Yeah.
Cap d'Age. I've been there several times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How was that?
I've
been thinking
I used
about
to do emceeing of various swinger events and so forth.
Oh,
there.
Over there?
So
yeah.
We
used
shot
to go
a few videos
to
up there, too.
You see?
Plus
these fucking nudists.
Remember,
you know why they're nude?
Remember when we went to that swinger? We went to a few swinger places.
Yeah. Well, actually,
in
Con,
Paris.
Con had
and in Con.
Con had five swing houses.
Yes, and they were all very nice.
Yeah, all very nice, and where all the big actors and actresses went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was
yeah.
interesting. We went there with a client.
Well, one of the places.
Yeah,
and we talked
places.
About that last week, and he misbehaved. And we had to, you know, speak to him because he, just because girls are dancing naked doesn't mean you get to tweak their nipples without asking.
He was short. And
that's no excuse. In fact, all the more
short.
Reason.
And when she turned around and swiped, sideswiped him.
She turned around
he ended
and he
up
immediately
in the middle. Let me go
tweaked
oh,
her nipples.
Nipples.
And
yeah.
she was very
no, that's,
upset.
That's,
she, shrieked
yeah, she shrieked
like a banshee.
The whole club.
She was
the whole club.
Not a porn star. She yeah. was a swinger, you know.
The whole
club. This was at a swingers club.
It was a swingers club. I don't remember the name of it in Paris. Was it
wow,
Paris? No, no,
never
no.
Hung out at
this
the swingers
was in
club
Con.
That I went to.
That was the
yes.
one in Con.
It was a big
anyway,
one.
If they were naked, they were having sex. That's the, that was the type of clubs I went to.
Well, yeah, if, you,
and
if you're
the
naked,
management
you're going to end up having
upset
sex.
And we
because that's
had
what
to take him away.
If you get naked. You might smoke a joint without clothes on.
But there's some very
yeah.
fun places there. There were. I don't know how they're doing in COVID.
Actually, you know what? I went into a sex store today.
Yeah.
And I was totally... It had this big sign on it, and it said this big mega sex store, and I was expecting
yeah.
to have this huge thing going on. And I walked in, and it was just this little rinky-dinky place.
And where was
and
this?
And I was like, well, it's here in Florida.
In Florida.
And I was like,
Florida.
Okay.
Really upset because I had spent so much time in Europe and I know going into a sex shop in Europe, they've had everything from glory holes to video cabins where you could screw and just meet people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a real letdown. I mean, I just walked in and saw a bunch of really expensive, overpriced dildos and lingerie. And that was it.
That is what sex stores are here. Yes. Whereas in Europe, they're more places for performance, I think.
They're full service.
Yeah. They're museums sometimes.
Here's the hookers.
Yeah, you got the hookers sometimes. You got the peep show sometimes. Yeah. You know, they make some of the peep shows a draw of some sort. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's more acceptance of that stuff.
When I first moved to France, I had to do the peep shows. I was a meat puppet up on stage for a while.
You were a meat puppet. I bet you tasted good.
That's my moniker in the industry. I am the one and the only original meat puppet. It's kind of like wrestling. Everybody's got a name. Well, I was known as the meat puppet.
What's a meat puppet?
There's the penis puppet.
It's Hamilton Steel.
It's a life support meat system puppet? For a penis.
It's a shillelagh.
Say that again, huh?
It's a shillelagh.
Cannibalistic. It's a shirley. Shillelagh. Something that, you know, you think you need to stick in the fryer.
That's sexist.
All right.
Coupe de bien.
Okay. All right, kids. Okay.
All right, colleagues, comrades, please. Brothers
Great
and sisters.
Great to meet you. We're over the phone.
Yes, this is Mariah.
Hello.
Hi, Mariah. Abe. Hold on a second here. Let me see if I can.
This is Hamilton. That's who Hamilton. We did shows with back in 2000.
Long time.
Three,
ago.
I think.
Long time.
Three,
ago.
Four.
Three, four. In there. So it was the heat of the war in Iraq, which we were very opposed to, and which I almost always did a little spiel about. And I don't know. How did you feel about it? Do you remember? You must remember.
Yeah, I hate war.
You hate war. All right. Well, we're in agreement. Absolutely. And I must say,
I didn't like George Bush, and I didn't like Saddam Hussein, but, you know, I hate war.
Well, so did I, and I was very much against war, and I do greatly resent the rehabilitation of W. I don't.
You know what? I've learned a couple of things in life. Politicians are really just two-faced, incompetent mouthpieces. I mean, it doesn't matter what they claim they are, whether they're left, right, or whatnot.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is they're just self-serving assholes.
Yeah, you think so?
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Really. It's a shame that they're not like us. Sort of straight up.
Well, but we might be if we had their power. We might be that.
We might become that.
And also if we were dependent on the patronage of wealthy people.
Some exceptions.
They're an advanced form of squeegee kid. Except with the squeegee kid, at least I get my car window clean. Yeah, that's the best way to look at a politician. That's it. I mean, they have two working parts, their mouths and their assholes, and both are interchangeable.
I love politicians that are in my pocket.
I think Trump got his confused.
I just don't like their politicians. I do like my own politicians, where I could make some money along with them. You know, have part of the booty.
Well, I think I'm going to run for political office one day.
Well, all right. Let us know.
We will decide
how we feel about that. What your positions are.
And welcome
back. No, I'm sure you're going to be for freedom and certainly decriminalization of sex work, I guess.
No, I'm going to run on the campaign that I'm going to get rid of government.
Get rid of government. You know, no. Then I'm not behind
everything.
That.
I'll be the
no,
first
I mean,
politician
you know, what good
that
is that?
That gets into office and
he wants I'd like a little government.
That he wants says to kill that it's no longer a government. It's finished.
Hamilton for Florida governor. Everybody,
looks like
you
have one vote on Reddit too. It says Hamilton that they would vote for you, Hamilton.
Oh yeah, you know, a lot of people think that is so cool, so cowboy. Get rid of government. Make it small enough that you can flush it down a toilet. All right. Well, we already did that, actually.
Well, Afghanistan has been doing that for centuries. They don't have a central government. They don't want to hear about no central fucking government. You know, so that's their life. That's cool, you know. That's nice, you know. And the Republicans, okay, the Republican Party and the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, have the same goal. To stop some people from voting.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese and the Republican Party.
That's real cancel.
That's
not just culture. That's the government doing the canceling. And is then really censorship and just taking away your rights.
Can you imagine that?
I don't have to imagine it.
And we're throwing bombs at China and words and...
Oh, that's not going to lead to anything good.
Why? Mm.
And for that, I see, you know, Biden is ratcheting it up. And
oh, he's already sending United States
that is
planes
a bad
over,
thing.
Over
bad,
over
bad
Yemen.
Thing. We are bonobos. Make love, not war.
Yeah.
We love porn stars.
And if you like that, that's cool. Leave me out of it. Because, you know. I don't want to be involved in that.
You know, politics today has a lot in common with the WWE. It's wrestling. You know, it's Styles versus The Undertaker. And
yeah, but
backstage,
the WWE.
You find them in the dressing room high-fiving each other. They're buddies.
Yeah, but they're so popular. And, you know,
we make them popular.
The Trumpists
was
stupid thing. The
like,
big
I mean, if we just stop paying
wrestling,
attention to these assholes.
The heel.
And stop paying them. Life would be better. You know, everybody takes to the streets and protests. I always sit back, just stop signing the check to the government.
At least
stop
porn
paying
stars
and watch the government collapse.
Porn stars provide a real service, which is to be able to see some kind of sex. Because, you know, there is so much censorship.
Unless you're willing
to be a porn star.
I don't want to be in
be
a society where people
that.
Are angry at me and they're after me and they're going to fucking...
porn stars promote sex. Yes,
I
there are different kinds of porn and some of it is better than others.
Oh, there's some pretty wild porn out there. I'll be the first one to say that.
You are not the first one to say that.
Okay, I'm no.
Just kidding. That was a joke.
No, that's okay. I'll just add my 2 cents in. I'll say there's some pretty wild stuff out there. I've made some pretty wild, weird stuff out
okay,
there.
Okay,
yeah,
stuff
sure.
I don't necessarily want to put my name to. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yikes.
But hey, you know,
I always put my name
boat,
to
right?
it, then I get arrested. Oh, you are the guy. You did this. So, okay, so.
Did you do this cool. in Florida or was it, where was it, in Vegas?
No, I was in Europe. No, it was in Europe. Production for me has come to a standstill during the whole lockdown and COVID situation. Mm-hmm. So.
Huh. Whatever.
I'm waiting for things to hopefully open back up, but we'll see what form it's going to take.
Yeah, we had
you know,
to
I've
build,
been at this
yeah.
for a while, so I've weathered through the worst of it. And
Hamilton, I had to build a bar in the fucking dining room so we could have a bar go out from our room. But it was nice. It's nice. Actually, our whole studio is on a working, right? It's working, right? Everything's working. A working
yeah.
bar.
It's a working. But,
yeah, there's no customers except us. That's it. Who? Watch out. So, cool. So now, what are you going to do? Stay in Florida?
I'm open to suggestions at this moment. I'm actually taking a look at different areas of the United States. Mm-hmm. I've decided I've seen the world and I've found what really, to this day, is the best country in the whole world, and that is the United States.
All right.
So I'm probably going to call this place home. And you know, it's nice getting in touch with old friends that you haven't seen in a while. Like,
I mean, you're not like Rockefeller who says home is the world. My home's the world. Yeah, those guys, they have their home too, yeah. Anyway, very nice hearing from you, Dr. Susie.
Yeah, it was great talking to you guys.
Yeah, so.
You have a few minutes left.
Hamilton Steel.
We'll have to do it again, and if I'm in California, we'll have to come by for a visit.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, wear a mask.
Yeah. Yes, masks are sexy.
I'll wear one on my ass. How's that?
No, your ass should be naked.
Yeah, no clothes, remember?
Yep.
Right.
Well, I'll, you know what? I can
no
put
clothes,
masks,
just
one
a mask.
Each of my balls. Each of my balls. There we go.
We'll see. We'll see. I can change my mind. It depends when it is. But if it was soon, yeah, I'm serious. Naked, except for a mask. Yep. I think that's a great outfit. Except for your shillelagh. Right.
And your shamrocks.
Hey, I'm Sicilian. I don't have a shillelagh.
All right. All right. But I it's great to hear from
all
you, Hamilton.
Little leprechauns.
I'm glad
great.
Everything
you guys have yourself a great
good.
Night. All the best to you.
All you right. too. All great right. talking to all you.
Right. Take Keep care. On having fun.
Hell yeah. Hey, peace out, man.
Is that my beer?
Oh. Peace out.
No. Oh, yeah. Good night, Hamilton. Take care. Be safe.
We got some more social media comments saying clothing optional in Bonoboville, and another one saying make sure to check out Dr. Susan Block's shows because Bonoboville is a wild place to check out.
All right. We're developing a reputation.
I didn't know about that.
In Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you haven't seen the shows you've been? They're pretty wild. Yeah, you knew that.
From
you knew
time.
That.
From another time.
Yeah.
From a great time.
All right, so we're almost done, I think, with our train ride.
Yep.
I'm not sure what tonight's theme has been. What do you think?
Meeting old friends and, by the way,
comrades.
He sounds totally sound, the comrade sounds
Shillelaghs,
totally.
Shillelaghs, comrades.
traveling through the COVID.
Mass.
Leave
mass
your gun at
thing,
the door.
Yeah.
I do want to say, I know we had tons of comments across our social media site. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of you guys tonight, but thank you guys for tuning in and being participating.
Hope you have.
By the way, you know, last week we talked about Carolyn Giuliani, and today her dad, Rudy, tweeted, "We need President Trump back on Twitter." And everybody jumped on that and said, "No, we don't." And I can only say I don't really need him, but I'm not against it because I am against censorship, top-down censorship. And I do believe Twitter is on top of Trump. But interesting. Free Julian Assange. We didn't say that, but, you know, that's something I just want to add, that that's the worst kind of censorship is when you're in prison for no good reason except you're a journalist, that it exposes war crimes. And so if you're going to get some Dr. Seuss right now, I would recommend The Sneetches. Do you remember The Sneetches?
Yeah. Snitches? You mean from prison?
They had the star-bellied Sneetches the Sneetches without stars.
I missed that.
Well, it was a very good lesson in diversity. And it was anti-racism, because he'd kind of learned his lesson, I guess, you know, at least in terms of writing books and cartoons. And so it's a good one. And everyone's buying Dr. Seuss books. Good really? For those capitalists. It would be great if he made sexy drawings. I don't think he did. Well, I don't know. I think we'd know.
Try to Google
he did.
It or whatever.
But, that would be making a lot of money right
We're gonna
now.
We're going to eat in a few minutes.
Dr. Seuss porn.
So, yeah.
Right. Oh, so. You're hungry.
Well,
all right.
I'm
Are you ready
there.
For the vaccine this
By
week?
By the way, sort of. Your lamp is on.
Uh-huh. I was also going to talk about Milosexualism.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, Cuomo sexualism is pretty fucked right now. Whew. But Milo sexual, well, you know, far right provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos has suddenly declared himself to be an ex-gay.
Oh, sure, right. I got it.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the guy
yeah.
who has made himself famous being very gay.
And
flamboyant with pearls.
And right wing.
And exactly, very right wing. The combination. We all knew that he was exploiting that. But what he's saying is that the only reason he was gay was to exploit that, which I don't know. That's an interesting spin. What I do think is a problem is that he's now come out for conversion therapy, which is very harmful.
Yeah, which and totally people. Discredited anyway. So it's all
so that's bad. I mean, if you want to call yourself, you know, straight, gay, whatever you want to call yourself, I'm a pearl-osexual, a milosexual. Do it. You know, if it gets you back in the news, honey, I get it. Well, you know, he's like saying his husband has now been demoted to housemate. So I think there's some personal shit involved
here. They're whoring themselves.
And he was talking to a Christian station.
That's sexist.
I think he wants to do Christian stuff now. You know?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's big business now, right now. We got to be careful. These are some serious folks fighting.
He feels like he's run out of steam.
Fighting for my man, Jesus.
So he's going to be a sinner
that's
converting to celibacy or something, or he's going to have kids. Who knows? We shall see. But what I just wanted to come out against is the whole conversion therapy thing. So we're on a train. This is track 12. And Captain Max is also Prince Maximilian Rudolph Leblovich Dilubkovitz Dilubkovitz.
So I hope you enjoyed yourselves tonight. We did. I see a lot of you that I don't know who the fuck you are. And you don't know who the fuck we are. But we're actually sex therapists. I'm not. Hold on, I have to find the right term.
Wife? Is that what you're looking for? Your wife?
Colleague.
Oh, no, comrade. I like comrade.
Comrade.
Or primate. How about primate for us, you know, to differentiate us from the other comrades?
Yeah, that reminds me of
primate.
We're going to call people comrade primate. Now in Bonoboville.
Primate.
You know, I was getting bored with saying, hey, bonobos. Now, hey, comrades.
Comrades is good. Let's
mixing
start
it up.
There.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, let's start.
I don't know. That's kind of a scary word, though.
It sounds too militant. It's
it
like
does.
A militant.
It sounds militant.
It sounds like you're riling
you're
up.
You're all in uniform.
Yeah. Everybody's
ready
wearing camo and camo panties and ready to fight.
Right.
Even the guys.
It has a bit of romance to it, like Che Guevara, but. It also means you're going to die really soon.
It's
dangerous.
Don't want to do that.
It's no good.
Yeah, the comrades has that connotation.
Maybe not
It has
comrades.
That connotation.
No,
like,
it's good for a night to role play only. Comrades. Who want to really be comrades. Colleagues, though, is so unsexy. Comrades is sexier. You got to admit that.
Did you hear? You heard Hamilton. Listen. Can you imagine?
Hamilton.
What happened in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
With a mob of people. Forget what they're thinking in their head. And they're thinking, I don't like what you're thinking.
What, you're saying you think Hamilton could have been in that mob?
I know a lot of people that could have been in that mob.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well... Fortunately, he was not in that mob.
Yeah,
I think,
but you have to ask. You have to ask him. And
I don't think
talking
he's
about
that
anyway.
Are you against feeding children? Are
yeah,
you
against? He's against government. Government.
Right.
He thinks everybody who can't take care of themselves should just die.
That's correct. Right. And that's what happens.
And now you want to talk about it. You didn't want to talk about it when he was on the phone. I see. Now you'll talk about it.
What?
Right. Although he'll listen to this later. Hi, Hamilton.
No, I was trying to talk about it, but I couldn't get... It was hard to interrupt at the time. But I did want to talk... That's what I said to him. Listen, Hamilton, I'm a fucking communist, really.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I did. And then he got all like, and I asked, are you against this? I mean, that's what these people are against.
He was against the war. But that could have been because it was expensive.
There's a war right now.
Yeah.
Probably the war of nature against humanity and what we've done as
yes,
as
yes.
the awful kids of the universe.
It's true.
By the way, I'm a capitalist communist, you know, just like the Chinese.
Yeah, well, we have to live in the capitalist world, as they say.
Well, they've been traders for centuries. These people have roamed the world in their ships and with
that's
their
T-R-A-D-E-R, not T-R-A-I-T-O-R. Trader with a D, not traitor like Ted Cruz.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm just differentiating. Yeah. Like saying we've been traders for years means I'm
traders
sure different things.
In their ships.
Okay.
Yes. Asking to sell. You know, they had ships that had hookers on there. They had all kinds of stuff. Huge ships. Oh. Anyway, yeah, great people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great people.
Mad King Ludwig's people?
No, he's German.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Chinese.
Oh, the Chinese.
Yeah, the Chinese, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Boy. Anyway, that's a whole other discussion.
Oh, that is. Although we did mention, you know, we're impressed that our president has endorsed no attacks on Asian people. That's not American, he says, which I have to take issue with. That actually is unfortunately very American.
Ted Cruz is a germ, a worm.
Yes, he's a worm.
He's a worm.
Yeah. Well, what did I call him?
A traitor.
And I don't use that word easily. Well, everyone's using it now about him and the other guy who's pumping his fist. But Ted Cruz is the biggest buffoon traitor.
We do have one last Reddit comment I can't leave alone. Dick Face McGee says, whenever I eat a Chinese gal, I never seem to be able to get full.
Dick Face McGee.
A guy named Dick Face McGee.
When you go low, I get high.
What a cunning linguist.
Right? It's cool. That's great.
Dick Face McGee. All right. Well, masks are sexy. Now on drsusanblock.com. And while you're there, you can check out Dr. Block's Pleasure Shop.
Yes.
And Bonoboville.
Yeah. Check out our art. Check out our art. And also, if you have a really cool face of some sort, send it to us for our new.
Send us your face.
Yes, yeah,
that
us your
sounds
face.
A little scary right now.
That's
you have to describe what you're saying.
Your artistic face.
No, just your face. A photo of your face.
A photo of your face, not your actual face.
No, we're not. We haven't arrived at that level
there's
yet.
There's facial surgery going on these days, and then there's, you know.
I just read about a worm that when they get sick. They cut off their heads.
There you go. We don't want that.
And they grow a new body.
Okay. Just a picture.
The worm does that.
Yeah. Some worm. Some kind of worm or some kind of animal. Certainly with a higher intelligence than us.
And look into how sexy masks are.
Oh, sexy.
Closing words. Check it out on the Dr. Susan Block Institute.com site, including the top 12 ways that masks are sexy. There will be a pop quiz next week. So top 12 ways that masks are sexy.
We're going to have a quiz?
Are you having a problem with teacher's class?
No, I was listening.
Here,
I was
looking
at the bottles behind me.
I am your teacher.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your hot MILF sexy teacher that you always fantasize about. Anyway, I'm here to say goodnight, I think, right? Or good morning, whatever
good
it
night,
is for
morning.
You.
Daylight savings tonight.
We're about to go.
Oh, right.
We have less time. We got to go. Okay, So follow the bonobo way. We didn't talk much about the bonobo way, a little bit, but make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. That's you, Joe, and everybody, all you royal people, you know, okay. And just make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love. And this is you, meaning this is everybody and anybody. You. You who hear my voice right now. You. I want you to make love. I do. I know there's a lot of hate. And I know there's a lot of people that define love in a lot of ways that aren't really about love. But you know what I mean about love. I want you to make love to someone. Someone. Human, I think. Human. Well, could be a sex toy, I guess. that can sometimes feel human. A golden idol, I don't know. Could be a sex toy. Could be a human if you're lucky enough to have a human. That's really lucky to have a human. So cherish that human if you can. If it's not a fucked up human, in which case you should call 911 or do that sign with the hand and the fingers over the thumb. You got to get out of there. But if it's a nice human, cherish that human. And make love to that human. Make love in some way. Maybe not the way they're approaching. Although that would be nice if you would do it that way. Make love to someone. And of course, ideally, we are idealistic, although the ideal is the enemy of the real. But ideally, you make love to someone you love. And you can. You can always make love to someone you love. Even if that someone is you. And yes, it can be you. You. I love you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.